The headline in yesterday's Washington Post opinion page reads, "The missile employee messed up because Hawaii rewards incompetence." The author, Gene Park, worked here as a journalist and as a state employee for 8 years, and when he heard that the missile alert had been triggered by an employee who had made similar mistakes before, he was reminded of his time here. We spoke a little over an hour ago, and he told us what the episode said to him about local culture.
I was not surprised because this is not something I put in my story because it's not like I can't verify it. But, you know, there's an old joke that it takes an act of Congress or an act of God to be fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he had messed up twice before just really didn't surprise me. You hear Vern Miyagi already, and I mentioned this in my piece, already talking about trying to find some way to forgive this guy.
No.
They've forgiven this guy twice before already.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he nearly started an international incident. Let's not mince words here, you know. But he didn't just terrify everyone in the state of Hawaii. This was very much a global incident.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that even after this happened, they were still trying to find ways to forgive him, that didn't surprise me because that's just been the attitude, you know. It's like, oh, you messed up, so it's a mistake and let's move on. So the mentality of just forgiving someone even for a catastrophic a screw-up like this is there, and that was probably the least surprising thing to me.
Well, Gene, what was your experience? You know, how did you learn about that attitude that you described?
Sure. Let me talk about my background a little bit. I'm originally born and raised on Guam, a much even smaller island community,
mm-hmm.
also colonized by the United States. I am Korean by blood, but I am a native Guamanian, not by blood, but by birth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very, very familiar with the very collectivistic society that an island community brings about.
There is a tendency, and you saw that on Guam before coming mm-hmm. to Hawaii, there's a tendency to look out for each other.
Yeah, it's a small community, and that's the thing. I want to be very careful in what I'm saying, in that what makes island communities like Hawaii special, I don't think that anyone should forget that. Whatever makes Hawaii special has brought Hawaii this far, and the state is obviously full of wonderful people. I miss it very dearly, but when it comes to public accountability, I don't think tradition and politeness should have too much of a leeway. So, going back to your question, I guess about like my experience, even if I can talk about myself as a news media professional, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I was very frustrated with the lack of innovation when it came to catching up with digital media in the news. You know, we're all using the same internet as the mainland or anywhere else, and I didn't think that so much of what was going on in the mainland couldn't be replicated here over in Hawaii. But I'm just very tired of that old myth that Hawaii is 5 or 10 years behind, because it's not really a myth. Sometimes it's very much true. And in terms of this case, Hawaii was 10 years behind in firing this guy.
Well, Gene, you worked for the state, and mm-hmm. you have some memories in your piece in the Post about mm-hmm. just the state of tech in the state. You know, trying to mm-hmm. send an email document and have somebody else be able mm-hmm. to read it.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember sending documents from one state office to another and having somebody say, "Hey, I don't have the same. I can't open it because I don't have the same
yeah.
Microsoft Word." Right?
Yeah.
That's not a surprising story to, I think, a lot of people who've worked with the state.
Yeah.
That's what was your experience, yeah?
Yeah, well, I want to clarify, that there are wonderful people that work at DCCA. They treated me very well, and they're full of hardworking people. But like I say in my piece, when workers do want to buckle down, they're just hobbled by very bad tech. State payments get very slow. People criticize my piece that Governor Ige forgetting his password is not technically a tech issue, but it kind of is because you know, the mindset there isn't that he should be on Twitter all the time, and he should be. You know, I think I saw it reported that Senator Schatz, who is very, very good at Twitter, he's actually blossomed as a huge Twitter star since I left the state, and that's been great to see. But I remember seeing a report that he was badgering David Ige to tweet out that it was not that it was a false alarm, and the fact that not only the governor didn't have it ready, but that it took his staff that long to get their things together. Like, it just showed that digital media communication, it just is not a priority for them. And that's incredible to see, you know. And that's been, you know, like we live in an era where the president makes proclamations from his Twitter account. You know, this is not new. This is the standard now. You know, just the philosophy behind it is bewildering to me.
It's the philosophy that I think is the focus of your piece in terms of, you know, what you address in your piece is really kind of a state of mind.
Yeah.
That permeates, you know, in your experience, all the areas in which you worked in those 8 years.
Yeah, yeah. The state of mind that whatever's worked for us before will work for us now. And as I say in my piece, it's 2018, and what's worked before clearly didn't work here. It clearly didn't work when it came to, you know, like a lot of people have been criticizing my piece, saying that, you know, like a lot of what I could say can be said about many bureaucracies, which is true. But there are things unique about Hawaii, specifically in a policy-wise. You know, I mentioned in my piece about a police officer that was corrupt, and he was fired, and he was rehired by the state DNR to as a law enforcement officer, only to rape a teenage girl. That is outrageous, and Hawaii is the only state in the union that does not have a standards and practices for law enforcement officers across the state. So that in itself is a unique aspect of Hawaii that could have been prevented in that state, and unfortunately it didn't. And I'm trying to recall, but I think that Senator Willis Sparrow tried to pass bills to set something up, and that didn't pass. So there's been no progress, and there continues to be no progress in terms of accountability.
Gene, what do you think? Where does that have its roots?
Ooh, you know, I'm not an anthropologist, so I'm it's hard to say. I think,
but you're touching on something, you know, cultural, it seems to me.
You grow up with it, right? Like it's the roots have been in that it worked in the past. You know, the plantation mentality, and you know, just. I don't want to say easygoing, because I really don't want to generalize too much, but it is rooted in cultural, and it's just hard to remove. You know, if people are asking me for solutions, I don't know, because this issue is far bigger than me.
When you use a word like easygoing, which is certainly one that you hear all the time about Hawaii, and mm-hmm. it's not inaccurate, in a way, what you're getting at is, you know, a word that can both be complimentary and derogatory, a characteristic
Absolutely.
Of the state. Fair enough?
Absolutely. I think Lord knows I miss the easygoing atmosphere. You know, that's not necessarily unique to Hawaii. Californians, Southern Californians in general, are often painted as easygoing too. And you know, let's be real. Like people in Hawaii work hard. You know, like there are many people in the state that have to have several jobs at once just to make ends meet, because it's not easy living in Hawaii. I lived there for 8 years, and it was not easy for me either. You know, that's why I don't want to say easygoing, because I know people work really, really hard to make do. But it is like relying on things, on past mechanisms, just hasn't worked before.
Where do you see it going? Do you think this is the false alert is going to maybe shake up that culture a little bit?
I sincerely hope so. I think there really hasn't been a story of this magnitude coming out of Hawaii in a while. This is an international incident. As I stated in my piece, it's a national embarrassment. If anything, it's a global embarrassment. And I don't think, I can't recall the last time Hawaii had anything this significant before. But I don't know. I don't know if anything will change. You know, already when I'm seeing the internet comments, and I actually recently updated my piece on this, I'm already seeing internet comments and my own friends telling me that the media should move on from the missile story. It's okay. A mistake was made. Let's move on. Already, that mentality is already taking over. So, like, I don't know if my piece or this incident will really change anything, because people are already tired of hearing about it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about what went wrong. And I personally don't think that that's the right idea. As a journalist, objectively, this is a huge story, and this is the biggest story to come out of Hawaii in a very long time. And it's disappointing to hear that people are wanting to move on.
Gene Park is an audience editor for The Washington Post and the voice of the paper on Reddit. His piece is entitled, "The Missile Employee Messed Up Because Hawaii Rewards Incompetence." You can find a link to it on the Conversations Facebook page.